This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jennifer,
good
I
Lord!
It.
It's this weekend is
I'm happy
halfway
about it.
Point. All right, really, halfway point in the month of September, en français septembre. It's spelled septembre. Those Frenchies, they don't know how to get anything right. Well, we're here to straighten things out on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen, with a focus Jennifer has on probably the storm, I'm going to guess. I didn't attend rehearsal for this hour, so not sure where you're going.
The biggest
to
story. Yep.
Surprise
gotta
us.
Gotta go to the hurricane, because Hurricane Florence is already starting to cause trouble for North Carolina and the coast. The winds are whipping at 90 miles per hour, which is better than they expected, but the amount of water is what's really making this hard for the people who decided to try to ride out the storm. There's a storm surge that's pushing ashore, and the eyewall is now beginning to reach the coast. It's a Category 1 hurricane, and it's expected to crash on shore today on Friday and unload flash flooding, pounding wind, a towering storm surge, and that'll happen through Saturday before there's any relief. There will be trees that will come down. Already trees are on the ground where power lines will fall, and the number of power outages will no doubt go up, according to Ken Graham, who's the director of the National Hurricane Center. The rain in this is relentless. They are expecting up to 40 inches in some parts of the Carolinas throughout the day and into the weekend. Gusty winds will send the ocean and the rivers spilling into neighborhoods, and already the streets have already been transformed into raging streams, and massive waves surged along the outer banks. There's already water in the bottom of people's houses, essentially in certain beach communities in North Carolina. They said this is just the beginning, and there are already 150 people who are waiting for evacuations, and this is pretty early. And again, these are the people who decided to stick
house
it out,
studios.
And
yeah.
They're still, now they're waiting for help.
Yeah, we should give them swimming lessons and let them swim to shore. That's the way to handle that. Take care.
Are you surprised that you need someone to come and get you? It's just so strange.
No, it isn't strange. It is selfish. It is stupid and selfish. It is not strange. And you and I, as taxpayers, the feds will go in, or the locals, and they'll pick up these people and they'll go, oh, I thought I could make it. I wanted to protect my belongings. I wanted to do this. I. In the meantime, you not only put yourself in danger, but the people who come to help you, to get you, they're in danger too, you selfish bastards. Why you stay? Let them stay. I wouldn't go rescue them. Let them stay. Does that sound cruel?
I just don't understand. No, at this point, it's. I know
it happens
it is
every
cruel,
single
yes,
time there's one of
I
these
know.
Storms.
Yeah.
And you know, meanwhile,
and especially like you said yesterday, this storm we've had over a week.
A week
maybe
at least.
More. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've known about this. Yesterday, watching some of the footage, the storm hadn't even hit yet, and the reporters who were on the ground were in a public parking lot, and within a few hours, the entire parking lot was already flooded because the river had swollen up, and the water was everywhere, and the park benches were covered. The storm hadn't even hit yet. So if you didn't know that this was going to be bad, then you either don't own a television or any form of communication, or you're just an idiot.
Well, it was selfish.
Crazy.
It's selfish. It's selfish. It really is. Meanwhile,
it's
the
crazy.
Real... Well, part of the real problem, the size of the waves, the pounding along the coast, people who have homes there are going to have a real problem in some of these beautiful areas, the Outer Banks especially. And one of the other situations there, the horses that are on the islands there, they haven't really, the people there have not moved them off because apparently they have weathered hurricanes before. And there never been a horse that died in the flooding Well, they can float. Animals that size, cows can float. It's looking for food. They will not survive if they don't have food. They can float, but they instinctually will go toward areas where there is feed if they can, you know, if they aren't so far away from it. But this is an interesting sort of sidelight. In 1585, Sir Richard Grenville's ship Tiger ran aground on the one of the islands in the Outer Banks, and the speculation that he unloaded the horses that are ancestral to the ones who are there today. He wanted to refloat his ship, get rid of the horses, lighten the load, and so that's what happened on the Outer Banks. Ponies roam freely. There's about 180 acres of pasture on this island. It's, I can pronounce it, is it Ocracoke? Is that how you pronounce that island?
Ocracoke, yeah. I think is right.
Is that
yeah.
what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That was pretty good for the first try.
This just makes me sad. I think I'm just overly sensitive this week or something. I should check my hormones. But okay. Watching all this stuff, it reminds me of my childhood at the beach in North Carolina, and I'm seeing a lot of stuff that looks familiar. We used to spend a lot of time at Topsail Island when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and just outside of Wilmington, and it's just so sad to see the pier and to see these buildings that look like they're already getting battered already. I don't know. You know how that is when it's, and it's not even anything I'm close to really anymore, but you kind of look back to it and you go, oh, it kind of like hits you in the stomach when you see all this stuff.
Well, it does. So. There's a lot of stuff that will get ruined, sadly. A lot of tradition.
I mean, it's just stuff.
A lot of memories. Right. It is just stuff. So in terms of these horses, there's a wild horse fund that has been set up on Facebook. I was looking at the post here. The horses have lived on this barrier island for 500 years. They're well equipped to deal with the rough weather. This is what the post states. They know where to go to stay high and dry and are probably in better shape right now than most of the humans who are scrambling with the final preparations. They're much better off without any help from us. Anything we might do in the hopes of protecting them probably end up being more dangerous and stressful for them than the storm. And that, if you're familiar with animals like this, so most animals are instinctive. Most animals have a very good, more, you know, I do a program every week that is podcast called Your Hidden Power, and you can find the podcast on yourhiddenpowershow.com. It's all about the sixth sense. It's all about going beyond what we instinctively feel. Well, not, we don't use instinct when we smell, when we taste, when we see, when we hear, when we feel. Don't need instinct for that. But the sixth power, which isn't something that is physical. Sometimes it's emotional, sometimes it's spiritual, sometimes the instinctiveness that is part of what animals have, especially dogs, cats, these animals are much more instinctive than you are, and I am, and that's part of their strength. These horses will survive. Their instinct is to take them to a place where they will survive. It's only man that screws up these environments. The fact that they've been there for 500 years and have adapted, that's really part of it, too. The sixth sense helps you to better adapt to things like this that are, in essence, not really man-made. As opposed to the situation here in Massachusetts, I don't know how many of you actually have heard or are aware of what has happened in the last 24 hours in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Andover, Massachusetts,
and the gas
and North
lines.
Andover. The gas lines exploded. Dozens and dozens of buildings and homes blew up and burned to the ground.
Oh my God.
At least 10,000 to 20,000 people were taken out of their homes because the gas company increased the pressure on the gas lines, and where there were leaks or where there were faults or where there was any chance, they just exploded. And you could see, it was the most amazing thing. I'm looking at this on a news broadcast when I'm on the phone talking to somebody doing some business, and I said to myself, wait a minute, I got to check this out. It's like a war zone, for God's sakes. The explosion, it looks like somebody threw bombs into these communities in an attempt to burn the communities to the ground. That's how bad it is. It's just, it's pretty amazing. It's all up and down what we call here in Massachusetts the Merrimack Valley. 8,000 homes have in some way or shape or form been affected by this. There have been tens of thousands of people who have been displaced. Every business in every one of these towns is closed today. Schools are closed. I've never seen anything like it, frankly. And the homes just blew up. You can see pictures of them. Just roofs collapsed onto the ground. And fires, I think they've gotten most of the fires out by now. But it's just scary as hell to think those of us who have gas in our homes, it's more, I have chosen gas because it's less expensive and it doesn't smell. I don't like the smell of oil in the basement when you have oil heat. But I will tell you something. This year,
you know, it's terrifying.
It'll give you cause to think. So look at it.
This started at what time yesterday? Was it 4:30 in the afternoon?
It was late in the afternoon, mid-afternoon, late afternoon, and into the night.
I saw it, and they were talking about gas leaks, and they didn't know what was causing it. And
it pressurized the gas company increased the pressure to get.
But at the beginning, they didn't know what was going on.
No,
so you must have had a lot of rattled residents who were going, what the
heck? Well, some people thought it was terrorism because they didn't know
what happened. That's what you would think.
That's the first thing that you think about, like Armageddon.
Right. You don't think that the gas company's up there cranking things up just to mess it up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I get terrified enough living in an apartment complex that has gas lines. I like a gas stove, but it's kind of scary to me the idea that anyone living in your apartment could accidentally leave it on and have gas leaking out and cause something to happen. But at least you've got, like, a little bit of control over that, and you hope that you're, you know, the people living around you are responsible. You don't even have any options here.
They shut off. The electricity in all these towns was completely shut off. Completely shut off. There were between 70 and 80 fires as a result of explosions that took the roofs off of houses, blew garages off, just blew the houses up. I just saw that
one house, the chimney blew off the house and landed on a car where three teenagers were in the car, and one of them was killed by the chimney landing on the car.
Landing on the car, yeah, right.
Wow.
And he just got his license, I think, yesterday, the kids. In the car, this kid that was killed just got his license. But it really, you talk about natural disasters. This is something, Columbia Gas is, I get my gas from Eversource, but it all comes from the same place. Anyway, so they're going to have to, you look at a map where the pins are, where all the houses got blown up. And it's sobering, man. I'll tell you, it is sobering. And they got elementary schools and middle schools and high schools all open. People spent the night there, and they're not sure when they can go back to their homes. And when they do go back, there's gas. You can smell it, and there's that fragrance or smell or whatever it is of gas.
Well, they add that to it so you can smell it.
You smell it.
Yeah, so you know you're not right.
Look at that. Did you see the picture of that apartment complex? It's just totally, it's an older complex, but it's just the building is completely engulfed, and it's that black acrid smoke. Anyway, it's not a pleasant situation there. So that's that situation. Let's talk about something for a moment that'll help you out. The benefits of using Calitrin to lose weight. I've been on it. It's worked wonderfully for me. The things I like about it is because of the compound, mostly being collagen, which is the way to build up its protein, build up muscle in your body. Once you get on the program, you maintain your weight. So you want to lose weight and maintain the weight. You go to toploss.com and get 10% off using the DJV code in that box. DJV code, 10% off, lose the weight, keep it off. It's really good for other things in your body, like your joints and stuff. People who have arthritis, they love this stuff. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special bonus off-price deal. 21 after the hour.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning.
We cracked this for a little bit last night.
When I
do you mind,
lose,
ladies?
Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all
of all the popular singers and entertainers around today. I think John Legend has it. He just has it. 25 past the hour on the DJB show, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I with you, celebrating his latest accomplishment. He's going to be on The Voice as a coach on season 16. He got an Emmy for his role on Jesus Christ Superstar. And now the news this week on top of that, The Voice has said, please come and help us and join us. So he's going to join the panel with Kelly Clarkson, Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, the coaches. They're coaches. It's something about him. I don't know what it is. Carson Daly's going to be the host again of the program. Jennifer Hudson, who coached the 13th, and she's on board for this season.
She's going to be on next season.
John
Legend is going to replace. Normally there are two guys and two women. They normally trade the women out, and one of them is going this year, and John Legend's coming in. Okay. And then I guess Jennifer Hudson's either going to replace him or someone else next year.
And he asked them if he could go on the program. They didn't ask him, which I thought was interesting. And he said, quote, I'm thrilled to join the coaches. I've been a guest and mentor on the show a number of times. I'm so excited to discover talented singers and help them make the most of their gifts. And I would believe he would. He's that kind of a giver.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, right. So
you just want someone who's invested. Forget about their talent, but it's always better TV when you have someone who's not full of themselves and kind of invested in
Christina Aguilera.
Totally.
She used to, like, sing over her own team.
I just want to win.
Yeah, she was literally, whenever she sang with anyone on her team, she out-sang everyone on her own team.
She'd always put her pointer finger up in the air as she would, like, go show how high her voice could go.
Oh.
All right. I love Jennifer and her characterizations.
Oh.
All right.
That's because I don't want to hurt your ears with what I try to
it's
do.
Okay.
With my
I don't worry about that, Jennifer. Why should you?
That's true.
It's all I need. It's all. Okay. Next up, musically speaking, on this portion of this hour of the EJV program is a focus on Carrie Underwood. Getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame now. Got a new album, upcoming tour, baby on the way. And a happy couple of months for Carrie. She'll have yet another reason to celebrate. She becomes the 2,640th celebrity to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You ever count? I was one day, this is how silly I am. One day I was walking down, I was at the corner actually of Hollywood and Vine, and I thought to myself, let's take a walk and see how many of these stars we can count. They'd probably still be there today if I was trying to count all of these. Anyway, this honor commemorates Underwood's 13-year career in the music biz. She's seen her win dozens of awards, 7 Grammys, 6 EMAs, 14 ACMs. All started in 2005 when she appeared on season 4 of American Idol. She won the competition and has had massive crossover success. I think she's pretty likable, too, isn't she, from what I gather?
Yep.
Simon Cowell is on hand to give a speech for the ceremony, which will take place at 11:30 on the 20th in front of the Capitol Records building. That's appropriate. Cowell got a star, didn't he, last week or something? When did he?
I think 2 weeks ago.
Yep. All right, so good news for Carrie Underwood and her fans, 28 after the hour.
Environment shape lives. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment plays a role in how we develop. Don't think so? Try sitting in a dirty prison cell in solitary confinement for a week. Think it will have an effect on you? How about going to a posh vacation spot for the same amount of time? Although we are a combination of genetics and environment, there's certainly no doubt that the environment plays a huge role in how we experience the world. So, be mindful of the environment around you. Be mindful of the music you listen to, the visual stimuli that bombard your eyesight most frequently, and the people you listen to and are around the most. Because the environment you live in is playing a role in shaping how you experience and live your life. For more awareness about the world around you, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence downgraded again to a Category 1 storm now, but still huge and capable of dumping rain that will be measured in feet, according to National Hurricane Center Deputy Chief Ed Rappaport.
So for the next 2 days, we're going to have Florence move just very slowly across North Carolina and South Carolina, and that's why we're expecting to have such heavy rains.
And reports are the eyewall of Hurricane Florence has come ashore at the North Carolina coast within the past hour with a 10-foot storm surge. At least one person's dead, connected with a series of natural gas explosions north of Boston. A man died when a chimney fell on his vehicle after a house explosion yesterday, one of many which may have been caused by a natural gas line. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The hour now. We are here at your service and on your side on the DJV program. Duxer, Jen, Victoria, who just goes by Victoria. We know Victoria. Here's Victoria. Actually, here is Victoria with the trending story for this half hour.
Well, we've got some New York political news. The gubernatorial primary in New York was last night, and Cynthia Nixon, the actress known best for Sex and the City, her bid for governor has come to an end. Governor Cuomo, who is the incumbent governor, he bested her 68% to 32%. However, Cynthia Nixon's getting a lot of props from people in a race that was considered to be hopeless. They say a lot of social media commentary saying that she did force the conversation, and she forced Andrew Cuomo to address issues that he had been ignoring for a lot of New Yorkers with education and things like that, especially education. That's her big platform. So she's getting props for, she knew it was pretty much going to be a hopeless race. No real politicians wanted to run against him, but she still shed a light on issues and situations. And she also, one of the other platforms that she campaigned on is bail bond reform, which is something that's, it's an issue in every state, but especially in New York. There are so many people in Rikers who have been there on, you know, low-level drug charges, but they've been in prison for years because they can't afford the bail. And so bail bond reform is something that will need to be addressed in New York for sure. And so props to her. She at least made him talk about these things, which he hasn't really been forced to do in the past. So
he's one of the most arrogant SOBs that I've ever seen or heard. He is, you wouldn't get me even if I was a hardcore Democrat voting for this guy. He is just so arrogant. My God,
I don't know who's running against him on the right, but,
you gotta find that. We gotta know who it is, because he didn't even show up to his victory.
Nah, he's just an arrogant SOB. He is.
Gosh.
All right, another alumni.
Just throwing these people a bone every once in a while, right? Like, hey, we won. Let's celebrate.
What's wrong with politics. These people that worship these, just because his name is Cuomo, his father was the governor for a good long time. I mean, he was a pretty good governor, but he also had that sort of air of arrogance about him. All right, so another item from alums in the Sex and the City department. Carrie Bradshaw, also known as Sarah Jessica Parker, or should I do it the other way around? Sarah Jessica Parker, also known as Carrie Bradshaw. She had lots of expensive shoes on the show, if you can remember that. She apparently was at an event and was given $150,000 worth of jewelry to wear at the event, and she didn't give it back. So now she's being sued by the designer. They say she borrowed but never returned the jewelry. And I haven't quite figured out what her line is. She says she was allowed to use the jewelry for personal use and has been collaborating with the company to use it on shoots and that sort of thing. They say no.
What's the company? Do you know?
The jewelry company?
Jewelry company, yeah.
Cat Florence Design.
Hmm.
I never heard of them. But I don't know anything about jewelry, so it's not surprised I don't know anything about it. Anyway, she had an endorsement agreement with them, supposedly, and they said she could personally keep some of the pieces, but they didn't tell her she could keep all of them. She thinks they told her she could keep all of them. So she's not giving them back, and they're suing her. How about that?
You know, you hear stories like that a lot with celebrities. In this case, right. It sounds like they actually had a partnership, though. But a lot of stylists will borrow jewelry from wherever, and, you know, then they put them on the actresses that they dress, and then the jewelry usually has a bodyguard attending wherever the Oscars or wherever they go. And sometimes the jewelry doesn't get returned, and sometimes it's the stylist's fault, and it's, you kind of hear about this stuff a lot. But I would just guess. My instinct says that Sarah Jessica's not going to be in the wrong on this one.
No. She'll probably
their deal probably ran out. The company now says, oh, well, by the way, now that it's our deal is over, we want our jewelry back, and it doesn't work that way.
Adios. All right. One more New York story that's really kind of a cool one. A fellow from New York living pretty large thanks to his decision to buy some Slim Jims for his dog. New York lottery officials say that what?
Like beef jerky Slim Jims?
Yep.
Yeah. this guy, Dale Ferrand, won $10 million on a cash spectacular scratch-off ticket. He says he bought a $30 ticket at a local Cumberland Farm store while buying Slim Jims for his dog. He scratched the ticket in his car, realized that he was a winner. He drove straight home, had his wife check the ticket for him, and then he went straight back to the lottery headquarters to get his lump sum payment of $6.7 million after all of the required withholdings. He's going to use the money to pay off his mortgage, help his family, and buy his dog a really big treat. Good for him. And good for the dog.
Who gives Slim Jims
to their dog, though? I've never heard of that.
It's kind of like a dog snack when you think about it, though. Beef jerky for humans is very similar to beef jerky for dogs.
Yeah.
All right, so let's say, that dog deserves a hug, and maybe you do too. Today, Friday, September 14th, is National Hug Your Boss Day, so come on, girls. Let's go. Hug your boss.
That's a really weird holiday.
That's a creepy holiday.
It seems like it could lead to a lot of sexual harassment complaints.
2008 was the first day.
His favorite day. First year and Harvey Weinstein's, too.
National Hug Your Boss's mission is to highlight healthy working relationships and to promote happiness, increase morale, and increase motivation at work. Come on, you guys, get to work. 76% of workers polled by Tip Top Job, the creators of this day, say they work hard to try to impress their bosses. Nobody's trying to impress me here. 42% of workers say they love their job but hate their boss. Well, that's not the case here. The number one quality that workers like to see in a boss is that he or she is inspiring. Actually, no tongue in cheek, that is really wonderful. I'm inspired by the people who work with me, and I hope I inspire the people who work with me. I think it's nice if it's a two-way street. Number one thing workers dislike about their boss is when the boss is condescending. Do you ever think I'm condescending? Listen to that. Which one of you... That was Victoria. Had to have been Victoria.
Totally.
That was Victoria.
Hey.
Yeah, no. That was Victoria.
100%. Boy, yeah. Can you imagine?
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Silence from Jen and Karen.
You got a hmm from me. It just blended with you.
All right. Let's get to the television. Actually, there are a couple of... I had a couple of sports things on my mind. Let's do the TV report first, Jennifer. The... sexiest chefs competing on this new Food Network show. What do we know about this? Sex appeal in the kitchen. I think the kitchen, frankly, and I hope this is not too telling, I think that the kitchen is a very sexy place. I think a lot of things can go on in the kitchen. What, is that too much information?
Remind me never to eat in Doug's kitchen.
Because there hasn't been a Clorox wipe on that counter.
Well, that wasn't exactly what I was thinking, but anyway. So, meanwhile, back to the story of the show.
I'm more of a washing machine woman myself.
Yeah, are you? I'm doing the wash right now. People Magazine, as part of a partnership with the Food Network, has announced that 10 of the country's most beautiful and talented male chefs will be selected for an on-air contest to become America's sexiest chef. Men? Who wants to see sexy men? I want to see sexy women. But men, chefs.
You can't look at sexy women anymore. It's the Me Too movement, so you can't look.
So when is there going to be a movement to protect men from being sexually harassed then?
They're not. You're fair game.
Oh, thank you.
Sweet cheeks.
Very sweet.
Take off your shirt and cook a meal for us. That's what the next show is about.
I can do that. So let's get to the schedule for tonight. Maybe a few tidbits for the weekend, Jen.
Well, first, I think it's just worth mentioning here quickly that Julie Chen returned to Big Brother last night, and she introduced herself as Julie Chen Moonves in her first appearance. So that was kind of telling and interesting. She's standing by her man, and we'll see. I don't know if she's going to return to the talk or not, but definitely she said that on Big Brother. Now, this weekend, the big news story will be the Emmys. They are taking place on Sunday. That is on the NBC network, so you can check that out on Sunday night. That'll be starting at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, live red carpet coverage before that. And this is the official start of the television season, so that means starting next week after the Emmys are over, you'll start to see some of your favorite shows start to trickle back in after kind of a bleak summer. Tonight, if you are home and have no life, CBS has a special that you should check out.
Okay,
called Sunday's Best. This is at 8 o'clock. It's Sunday's Best. It might be fun. It's celebrating 40 years of CBS Sunday Morning. It's going to give you their best original reports on the arts, humanities, entertainment. It'll be hosted by Jane Pauley, so you can check that at 8 o'clock on CBS. Followed by a new episode of Total Knockout. CW has a new episode of Masters of Illusion tonight at 8 on cable. There's a new episode of BattleBots on Discovery Network. That's at 8. And Treasure Quest Snake Island at 9. On E, they have a new episode of that show Model Squad that's been going on. The girls are now going to Miami to celebrate an upcoming wedding, so that'll be exciting.
Is that like
and
Top then, Model Squad? Is not, it a competition?
It's not. I don't know because I haven't seen it, but I don't get the gist that it's actually a competition. But this is the season finale, and it's more about following these models through their life.
Hmm.
It was a short run. It was like every day of the week, but it was only for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, mm-hmm. something like that.
Got it.
All right.
Finally, History Channel has a brand new show tonight called Ancient Aliens Declassified, a new episode of that. Maybe I'll be watching that with a glass of wine tonight.
There you go. All right, so a couple of quick sports notes. A fellow who I remember us talking about this, excuse me, Michael Kendricks, that name ring a bell? Used to play for the Eagles, now plays for the Seahawks. He pled guilty to insider trading. I think it was this past spring.
Oh, yeah,
he may
that's right.
Go to prison because of it. He got a deal with the Seahawks and is going to play Monday night against the Bears.
He's got to pay back that bill.
Yeah, I suppose. Well
listen, I mean, that's what we always say, yeah. right? You shouldn't go to jail for insider trading or anything like that. So he's got to make money and pay off his debt.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what I don't know, he pled guilty, so what was the deal? I don't know what he was trying to find out, look around here, to see what actually the judge made him do. But you're right, I think that's the way to do it. So the judge says he could go to jail for 25 years, doesn't get sentenced until the end of the football season. That's pretty convenient.
25 years for that's so stupid.
It is. Make him pay. Have him work. Take all of his money. How much is this guy making a year? Two, three, four, five, $6 million bucks?
Whatever it is, it was
take
some sort of Ponzi scheme that he was involved in. So,
yeah
so do community service. Do, you know, pay off your debt and then some. And, don't let this guy sit in jail, an able-bodied person sitting in jail for 25 years. That's stupid.
All right, then there's the allegations against the Boston Celtics guard Jabari Bird. Have you heard this story?
No.
He beat the hell out of his wife, choked, or not his wife, his girlfriend.
Boy.
Choked her, almost killed her, and he pled not guilty, he's living with her. I was in jail yesterday, but the details, as you see in the local media, pretty sordid. He was a second-round draft pick, 24 years old, lives in Brighton, part of Boston. He kidnapped his girlfriend. He beat her up and strangled her. And so, but he says he's not guilty. He kicked her, too.
Sounds like
she lost consciousness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Now he's the guy who should be sitting in jail.
Yeah, seriously.
Right. Yeah, he's the one who goes to jail. Yep, right, exactly. All right, so that's the there's a little of this and a little of that here in this last few minutes. Let me bring you up to date on the best way for you to take care of your, well, I don't, this is kind of personal, but it is a problem a lot of people have. You have problems in your innards, have irritable bowel syndrome, you got gas, bloating, belching, all that lovely, delightful stuff. My daughter used to call it Divariva. So if you got a problem on your intestinal tract, best way to clean it out, I just was making a new pot of Life Change tea, and I forgot it was on the stove, so the tea bags, the water burned out and the tea bags burned up. So I have to go down now, Victoria, and brew a new batch. Because I want to take care of all or any possible problems. This is a good way for you to maintain a healthy gut. And you need a healthy gut to have a healthy life. Everything, the problems in your body all start in your colon, your stomach, and your gut. So make sure it's clean. Be drinking Life Change Tea a cup every day. It'll clean out your body from the intruders. Pretty easy to get. You can't get it in the stores, though. You have to go online to getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They'll ship it to you free. That's getthetea.com to clean out your insides with Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small, your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Time for some more information. It's Tech Talk time. Information people, well, no secrets here. We go to number five to number one. Top 5 stories of the week. Victoria Keelan has that information for us from the world of technology, starting with the relaunch of Gawker.
That's right. Gawker will be back in early 2019. It's unclear exactly what it will look like, but it is, of course, the gossip site that was formally relaunched. It will be formally relaunched next year by the new owner, Brian Goldberg. Now, Goldberg is also the co-founder of Bleacher Report, which is one of the largest sports sites, and he bought the Gawker Archives, which has thousands of old celebrity stories, for less than $1.5 million at an auction this summer. He said, we're going to recreate Gawker, but it won't be exactly the way it was. We're going to learn from its missteps. Gawker Media is a larger company that also included Gizmodo and Deadspin and Jezebel. It filed for bankruptcy and was eventually sold to the Spanish language broadcasting company Univision and was renamed Gizmodo Media Group in 2016. However, Univision decided that Gawker.com was too risky of a property to own, and they transferred it back to the bankruptcy estate where Goldberg came in and bought it at auction. So it'll be interesting to see in this sort of celebrity-driven world with TMZ what it will actually look like, but I suspect it will probably try to go head-to-head with TMZ.
All right. Number 4, focus on a new plan from AT&T. Listen up to this.
AT&T is a new promotion that offers first responders and their families discounts on unlimited plans. Firefighters, paramedics, and police officers can opt for 25% off either of the unlimited plans that AT&T announced back in June. That was right after they acquired Time Warner. In the fine print, though, AT&T admits that it may throttle data speeds, which means slow them down, when the network is congested. However, they make it very clear that AT&T's FirstNet plan, which is actually designed specifically for first responders, and that is not open to the public. That's not a commercial. That is only for police and firefighters, and you have to qualify and everything. That is separate, and that will not be throttled. So that data will not be slowed down. Now, we remember just last month, Verizon came under scrutiny because they throttled firefighters' data when they were trying to fight the wildfires in California, and that ended up in a big lawsuit, which is still being tossed around in the court, and I don't think Verizon's going to come out on top on that one. So AT&T wants to make sure that they know that the first responders plan is just for first responders, but this new promotion is for their families, and they want to offer a discount for first responders. Now, a new study last week showed that AT&T and Verizon have been throttling video platforms like Netflix and YouTube. They're slowing it down because net neutrality is dead and they can do what they want.
Yep. Bad guys that they are.
Yep.
All right, number three brings us around to a car company using technology.
Yep, Volkswagen has a new partnership with HP, and they're going to be using HP's 3D printers to mass-produce car parts. Volkswagen is actually the largest car maker, and they unveiled their new plans that they're going to use the 3D printers to make parts like gear knobs, custom tailgate lettering, things like that. They are going, in the next few years, to move to mass production of structural parts. So think of, you know, doors, bumpers, windshields, things like that. That's where they're going to be heading in terms of 3D printing. They also say 3D printing is saves them a lot of money, and they already have 90 3D printers in their plants. Right now, they started using them to make rare parts that you can't find for older cars, and they say that moving forward, though, it has huge implications, not just for the car and for the auto industry, but for industrial and medical sectors as well, those industries produce billions of metal parts each year. So HP is very excited to jump on board with this.
All right. Number two, as we work our way up to number one, Apple has a new iPhone to announce.
Apple's newest iPhone is the XS and XS Max, and that is the largest screen that iPhone has ever made. It's 6.5 inches, and the new iPhones start at $999, and the XS Max will be starting at $1099, and they're on pre-order right now, and they'll be in stores on the 21st of September.
All right, let's have a big boo for number one. Amazon's selling Christmas trees?
Yep, Amazon's getting into the holiday spirit. They are selling live 7-foot Christmas trees this year. They are available for Amazon Prime shipping, which means you'll get free 2-day shipping. They all come from a North Carolina farm. They will cost $115, and you will be able to choose from several different varieties. You can also buy wreaths and garlands and other things like that. And so Christmas tree farms, though, not really concerned. They say most people like to pick their tree in person.
Yep. I agree with that one. All right, good job, as usual, Victoria. Our job is to inform you and entertain you on the DJV program at 59 past the...
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.